your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into Tuesday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, June 29th, 2021. Your boy Q here with you. You can find me on Twitter, as many of you do, at your boy Q254. Also, you can always hit up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Again, here on this Tuesday, excited about today's show. Feeling a lot better. My voice is a lot better than it was. I mean, the voice on Monday was terrible, but the voice today is doing a lot better. It should be 100% by tomorrow. But either way, excited about today's show. Got a lot to get to. Matter of fact, had multiple subjects that I wanted to talk about in today's show. Ultimately, just decided on one. And that's okay, because that just means that the rest of the week we'll have plenty of other conversations to come up with, and that's just how we roll here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. Of course, finishing off the last week in June, headed into the 4th of July weekend. The late, great Al Davis was born on the 4th of July. That's going to come up on Sunday, and possibly there may be a show. I might do another throwback show and have the interview I did with John Kingdon about Al Davis. I think I've used that interview each and every 4th of July the last couple of years since I did that interview, so I might have to go ahead and run that back one more again. Use it as a tradition for the 4th of July. A lot of new booties here on the show, so maybe you haven't heard that interview yet. So I'll probably do that and release that on Sunday, the 4th of July. But coming up on today's show, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Coming up on today's show, segment number three, I got your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. That is the number. And also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, at your boy Q254, sometimes I'm able to get some feedback onto the show by way of Twitter as well. So that's another way you can get a hold of me. Segment number two, I talked about I had multiple subjects that I wanted to talk about. Raider Al in Georgia, he actually had hit me up and wanted to talk about Josh Jacobs and a potential contract situation, and left a really good message. It was like, hey, I think this could be a good topic, and it is. It's a very, very good topic, and as a matter of fact, it's what I was going to use. Going to kind of compare and contrast a few different running backs in the league, Zeke Elliott, Christian McCaffrey, and Josh Jacobs, and talk about contracts and all that good stuff, but I think I'm going to save that for a little bit later this week. Either it'll be Wednesday, maybe it'll be Thursday, not too sure. One day this week, I'll definitely have that conversation, but I'm not going to today because it got overruled, because on Monday, the NFL put out a 30-second video, and I was going to capture it and play it for you so you could actually hear it, but I can't because there's no words to it. It was just a video, literally a video, where all you could do is see the words, and it was talking about the NFL is gay. And I'll go into everything that it was saying, but, you know, it's Pride Month. The NFL is embracing it. And, of course, Carl Nassib and his whole situation, when he comes out and says that he's gay, has been embraced by the NFL. It's been embraced by the fan base. Talked about it on a Monday show. A lot of now jerseys, Raider jerseys, with Carl Nassib running around town and everything. One of the hottest jersey sales right now. And so there's been a lot of different conversations around that subject. And so the NFL puts out this video, and I saw some people with a lot of negative feedback on it, like the NFL is trying to force it down people's throat. And I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that that's what they were trying to say. And it's very rare that I come out and just defend the NFL and really, you know, just try to have the NFL's back, because a lot of times I think that the NFL does things and they just do it for their own purposes and their own gain. And they're always about getting a bunch of money and this, that, and the other. So it's not a lot of times that I actually defend the NFL, but I think I know what they were trying to say when they put out that video. So I'm going to talk about that coming up in segment number two. And then here in segment number one, as always, give you the news and the notes of the day. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. So starting off, Derek Carr, he was being interviewed by Bree Mellon of ABC 30 in Fresno, and she started talking about a bunch of different subjects, and they got to his college teammate, Devontae Adams, who currently plays with the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, that's Aaron Rodgers' go-to guy. Nobody knows what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers this year. No one knows what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers next year or moving forward. And, you know, Devontae Adams has been on the record as saying, hey, when he's time to be an unrestricted free agent, it would make a big deal if Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. He'd have to think about, you know, himself and what he would do and where he'd like to go, what team he'd like to play for. So at some point, Bree got to talking about Derek Carr and started talking about Devontae Adams with Derek Carr, and basically asked him about, hey, are you going to try to get Devontae Adams to be a Raider? So here's her question. Here's Derek Carr's answer. Check it out.
There was some rumors swirling around that, you know, your former teammate, maybe Davante Adams, would be a Raider. What is just your thoughts on those rumors? Do you think that's a possibility in the future?
You know, I've learned in this business, you never shut a door on anything. You know, I know that he's obviously the best receiver. You know, everyone said one of the best. He's the best receiver, you know, in the NFL. You know, the guy is unbelievable. He's, you know, been one of my best friends, you know, since we were in college together. I love the guy. You know, he's a good golfer too. He's a pretty good golfer, so he's getting good at golf. But I would always welcome to play with him again. I think it would unlock some things in both of us that people haven't seen yet, you know. And I'm always open to that, and I will be recruiting very hard. So when that time comes, it will be a full court press.
So there's Derek Carr responding to Bree Mellon of ABC 30 in Fresno about Davante Adams and what he'll be doing when Davante becomes an unrestricted free agent. And in 2022, he will be an unrestricted free agent. Matter of fact, this year, his base salary is only $12.2 million for a dude who is a superstar. And just like Derek Carr said, Derek Carr called him the best wide receiver in the league. He very well could be. I know he's, you know, top three for sure. You know, I mean, he's up there. He's a great wide receiver. And Derek Carr says he's going to go after him. You know, he's going to be recruiting hot and heavy. And so that's awesome. Now, Adams turns 30 in 2022, but I still believe he has, you know, good 4 or 5 years left in the tank where he could really ball out and get after it. So I can see Derek Carr definitely doing that. But there's another reason why I really like that. I like that because all you hear is Derek Carr this, Derek Carr that. Oh, he's playing for his job this year. He's doing this for his job this year. If he doesn't do this year, then he's going to be out. Oh, Tom Brady's coming. Oh, this guy's coming. Marcus Mariota's going to take his job. Oh, he's going to, you know, they're going to go draft somebody. Kyler Murray is John Gruden's favorite. All this different stuff he's heard. But yet, he's already planning for 2022 what he's going to do when Davante Adams, if he hits free agency, what he's going to do. I just think that that's really good from a leadership standpoint, letting it be known that he fully in his heart believes this is my team and we go as I go. And so if I can get my really good friend that I played with in college and a guy who's one of the best wide receivers in the league, we could do some magic, some things. You heard him say it, some things nobody's ever seen us do before. So I like it. I know some people will knock him and be like, why are you looking so far ahead? But I like the leadership role. I think it's good to be, you know, having a plan in your mind of what you want to do. That doesn't mean that this season's a wash. It just means when Davante Adams becomes a free agent, Derek Carr is going to do all the recruiting he can and do all the tampering he can because he can do that. You know, the team can't do it, but he can hit Davante Adams up every day and like, hey, come play here. It's a great place here in Vegas. He can do that. I like that from a leadership standpoint. So hats off to Derek Carr for that full court press that he says he's going to put on Davante Adams once he hits free agency. And staying along those lines, Vic Taver and Tashawn Reed, both from The Athletic, they actually put out a piece on Monday talking about Carr maybe facing a make or break year with the Raiders. And basically, when you go read the piece, and I always encourage you to read it, I don't want to, you know, bring the whole thing to the table, but basically what they're saying is that Derek Carr needs to have the Raiders in the playoffs and find a way to get them there and be competitive to make sure that he is back next season. And, you know, there could be some truths to that, but you also have to, and I've said this so many times, people always ask me like, well, you know, what's the status of Derek Carr if the Raiders don't make the playoffs? Well, it all depends on how they failed to make the playoffs or how they, you know, went about their business. How did the whole season unfold? I can't tell you what exactly has to happen when they have a whole 17-game season in front of them. So I'm not knocking Vic Taffer or Tashawn Reed. I know they have an idea of what they're talking about, but I also would like to see how everything plays out in 2021 before I say what Carr has to do. Do they have to be competitive? Does he have to continue to grow? Absolutely. We've talked about that on the show. No doubt about that. Does he need to show, you know, continue to show leadership? Sure. But, you know, if the defense, again, is abysmal and they're giving up 30-plus points a game, then how much are Raider fans going to put that on Derek Carr? Now, there's some pocket of fans that probably will put a lot of it on him. But ultimately, 30 points a game, you're not going to win a lot. And they found a way to win 8 games. They go 8-8 in 2020, even though they were giving up 30 points a game, which is insane. So there's got to be a lot more elements to the season than just the quarterback. But again, it's a good piece. You know, they bring up some good points, and they're kind of doing position by position, going through a little bit of rundown through the positions as they lead up to training camp. So something I encourage you to continue to go back and check out early and check out often. And my final little nugget for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day, is not about the Raiders at all. It's not about football at all, but it is a cool little note about Las Vegas. And that's the fact that on Monday it was announced by the commissioner of the NHL that All-Star Weekend is going to be in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena in 2022, which is pretty awesome. I like that because the fact that the city of Las Vegas is just continuing to blow up and blow up and blow up. And you're starting to see so many events go to Vegas. You're starting to see so many, people want to be there as far as professional teams and different, like I said, different sporting events. And now having NHL All-Star Weekend is going to be there, and they should. The Vegas Golden Knights have been a great team since they've been in the league. Just fell short in the semifinals. But, man, just another great event to have. And so just imagine if the NHL is going to have their All-Star Weekend there. Las Vegas was supposed to have the Pro Bowl there. Of course, the draft is coming there next year. I mean, there's so many events that are going to happen. It is just going to be a very, very fun place to be. I think the Raiders are in a great position, just kind of being like the kings of the castle there in Las Vegas. So, just look out for multiple events heading to Sin City. So that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, going to talk about the NFL and the statement that they put out, the video that they put out on Monday talking about the NFL is gay. What exactly do they mean by that? Are they trying to just ram it home down people's throats about Carl Nassib and trying to support him? Joe Theismann had something to say on SI.com on Monday Morning Quarterback. He had a little something to say about, you know, players that he played with or a player that he played with in the league, and he was gay and how he dealt with it and what he thinks about it. Really good stuff from Joe Theismann. So we'll talk all about that coming up in segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Before I get into that, though, I do want to tell you about betonline.ag. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sporting action. Baseball season, NBA, NHL, UFC, MMA, that is all going on full throttle, right? Well, before the next pitch, the next home run, the next slam dunk or three-pointer, you can head on over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Get off the sidelines. Get into the game. Your team is on a run in the playoffs. You could be on a run in the playoffs. Head over to the website using your mobile device or your laptop. Again, sign up. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag. You got to use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's how you get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is your online sportsbook experts. Segment number two, it's on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Had a couple different subjects I wanted to talk about today in segment number two, but Monday, the NFL released a video about it says the NFL is gay. I mean, it's just simple as that. And I was going to play the audio for you thinking that, okay, I'll let you at least hear it and then we can speak on it. And then I was really actually just going to make it a little small segment, but then I realized that it was really just the visual. You couldn't hear any words, but the words came across the screen. So I just have to break it down for you. And then, again, I didn't think it was a big deal because I've been very supportive of Carl Nassib. I think the majority of Raider Nation has been very supportive of Carl Nassib since he's come out, I believe, last week and said that he was gay. Thought that that was, you know, really cool of him to do that and courageous of him to do that. And, you know, it was a step in the right direction to everyone just kind of being able to get along with everyone. And, I mean, I think that that's a really, really big deal. But either way, the NFL released this video, and they're making it very, very clear where they stand with the LGBTQ and the community, right? So they put out this video, and it says football is gay. The video is 30 seconds long, and it says football is lesbian, football is beautiful, football is queer, football is life. And the messages didn't stop there. It went on to say football is transgender, football is bisexual. And before the video ended with football is for everyone. So there was some more in between all of that, but a lot of people I saw, especially on Twitter, and we all know how I feel about Twitter. It's a cesspool. But a lot of folks hit it up and said, oh, my God, this is the worst. The NFL's terrible. Oh, they're trying too hard. And look, it's Pride Month. It's the end of Pride Month right now. Carl Nassib just came out with this statement. And so, of course, the NFL is going to jump on it and show their support and also make themselves look in a positive light, you know, at the same time. But they also put their money where their mouth was. And Carl Nassib, he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project. The NFL immediately matched that $100,000. And no, that $100,000 is not a lot of money, but it's more than the Trevor Project had before they donated it. So, you know, you could take it for what it's worth. Of course, the NFL is worth so much money that that's just a drop in the bucket. But with that being said, a lot of folks just feel like that, hey, you know, they're just ramming this down my throat. I don't really care to talk about it. I don't care to elaborate on it. And why are they trying to do this except for like just good PR? And they're just trying to get on the good side of folks. And you could look at it that way if you want. Or you could take the approach that I did. And look, I could be 100% wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be wrong. I'm just going to tell you the way I took it. And what I did is I took it from a standpoint of they're trying to let everyone know that everything is okay. You know what I mean? Like, it is okay to be an NFL player and be a gay guy. It is okay to know that there's, you know, women out there that love football that, you know, are gay. And you know, just all the different, like I said, the LGBTQ community. Like, that all is okay, and NFL and the football fans and football players can all still get along. And it should also allow other players that are across the league. Because if you think that Carl Nassib is the only gay guy in the NFL, you're wrong. I mean, everyone knows that there's way more than just Carl Nassib that are gay guys in the league. It's just these other guys haven't come out and said anything. And so the NFL is also sending a message to the rest of the league and the players that are in the league, like, hey, it is okay to come out and say that you are gay, and it could be a relief, and you can get that off your chest and kind of take that weight off of you, and you can go out there and just do your thing. You are welcome. So I think it sent a message, obviously, to the community. You know, it did, but it also, I think, sent a message to the current players in the league and players that are aspiring to be in the league. And a lot of folks have referenced Michael Sam. You know, ever since Carl Nassib come out, the name Michael Sam continues to come up. Well, he didn't get the fair shake, and the NFL wasn't ready for you know, a gay guy when Michael Sam came out. And you know, the thing about it is, when Michael Sam came out of college, and I know he was, you know, co-SEC defensive player of the year, and I'll tell you, and I said this before on the podcast, one, I didn't think he was that great when he was in the preseason games with the Rams after the Rams drafted him. He said also, hey, I just want to be treated like a regular guy. So if I can't cut it in the league, I want you to release me. I don't want to, you know, anyone to feel any kind of way like you got to give me, you know, shoot me a bone or whatever like that and give me another chance because, you know, I came out and said I'm gay. None of that. I just didn't think that he was really cutting it. Now, I don't know if he didn't receive as many, you know, opportunities as he maybe should have. Who knows? But either way you look at it, it just didn't work out for him at that time. I also saw people come out and say because Michael Sam was black, he didn't get another opportunity, which I think is asinine. I think that's silly as well. You know, it's a whole different scenario that you're talking about. But either way, I just think that the NFL is doing everything it can to embrace everyone. And I think that that's a good thing. And again, it's not trying to make you feel a different way or trying to make you believe something differently, but it realizes that, hey, Carl Nassib took one step. Let's go ahead and take another step and let everyone know that they are welcome. This community welcomes the LGBTQ community. So there was a really good article put out on the Monday Morning Quarterback, MMQBSI.com. Sam Rappaport, she wrote it talking about Carl Nassib and her experiences as her life of being a young lady, knowing that she was growing up gay at an early age of 5 years old, and how difficult it was to talk about it and even live with that. She even talked about a time where she was supposed to play in a football game, and she told her parents that the football game, she had the championship game that she had to play in, and she drove, I don't know how far, but she drove really, really far and sat in an empty stadium it was about a 2-hour drive. And then she sat in the stadium for another 4 hours before she came home because she didn't want to go to the prom because she was going to have to go to the prom with a boy. So, you know what I mean? Like, there were so many different things she did to avoid the subject and avoid being someone that she wasn't. And then Joe Theismann, the great Joe Theismann, he actually had a little statement. It wasn't a whole lot to say, but was talking about a player that he played with in Washington that was gay and what he thought about that situation. Here's Joe Theismann right here. Check it out.
You know, I played with Jerry Smith, was a tight end with us with Washington, and Jerry was gay, and it didn't matter. He's a football player. You know, he comes out, he does his job, he plays hard. You know, his preferences in his personal life are his preferences. And I think one word that is escaping society today is respect. You know, respect somebody for what they believe or how they feel or their choices in life. You don't have to, it isn't a question of saying I agree or disagree. It's a question of I respect you. And I have my life. I'm going to live my life. You have your life. You live your life. But when you're out on the football field, you're a football player. That's the way I would talk about him. That's the way I would look at him. He's a football player. And that's it.
So there's the great Joe Theismann right there talking about, you know, the gay guy that he played with and that, hey, look, man, it's all about if you could play football. Are you a good football player or not? If you're not, well, then you're not there. If you are, great, because all that really matters is that you're a football player. So it's great to see and hear his support right there. And in my opinion, it's great to see and hear the support around the league from the players and also the fans. Again, I talked about it on Monday when I saw the Carl Nassib jersey at the LV Aces game. I thought that was great. Thought that was awesome, you know, that this there was somebody sitting in the front row at a women's basketball game with a Carl Nassib jersey on. I mean, that's really cool, and I'm hoping to see a lot more of that. This year at Allegiant Stadium, I'm sure that there's going to be a ton of Carl Nassib jerseys out there, and I think that that's going to be great. Just, again, showing the support that it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter how you sound, doesn't matter what your sexual preference is, it does not matter. There's one thing that brings everybody together, and that's sports. And I can say that for myself. I can say that sports brings us all together and brings a community together. I work in Central Texas. I work at a radio station that does not have very many people that look like me. Matter of fact, I'm the only one that looks like me at the radio station. And I have a lot of listeners around the community. I mean, I'm really locked in with the community. And I promise you this, if I was on the hip-hop station, like I was before I got into the sports side of things, if I was in the hip-hop community, I guarantee you a lot of the folks that I'm really, really tight with in the community would not be my tight friends. But because I was on the sports side of things and I was able to talk a language that they were able to understand, which is sports, they embraced me for who I am, even though I didn't look like them or I don't look like anyone else at the radio station. Or, you know, I mean, it just gave me another opportunity that might not have been presented there for me before sports. And so I think that's what the NFL is trying to say. Like, hey, come as you are. You know, it does not matter who you are. It does not matter what you do or what you look like. This is for you. You know, this game of the National Football League is for you. You're starting to see more women trainers. You know, the San Francisco 49ers had a woman trainer on there and she was gay and that was fine. Like, it's, hey, no big deal. It is all good. There was a time where it was such a big deal and it was so bad and it was so frowned upon. And it's not that, you know, and it should, hopefully, with Carl Nassib and others, because he's not the only one, with others moving forward, it's only going to continue to get better. And at some point, like Carl said, hopefully videos like this won't be necessary later on, because nobody comes out and says, hey, I'm straight. Hey, let me put out a video and let you know I'm straight. Hey, I like women. Nobody has to do that. Hopefully one day a gay guy won't have to come out and say, hey, I'm a gay guy. And hopefully one day the NFL won't have to put out a video and says, hey, it's gay. So, you know, where people are saying that the NFL is going overboard and they're doing too much and they're trying to, you know, be the force and like I said, ram it down everyone's throat. It's not really that. In my opinion, it's just the fact that they're trying to be open to everybody. And I think that that's fair. And I think that that's great. You know, now, again, you can say, because it has been a lot of conversation about it, it's been a lot of headlines about it ever since Carl came out and said what he had to say. But you can get an overload of it. Believe me. I mean, this will probably be the last time that I do. Well, I guarantee it'll be the last time I do a full segment on it. But again, I just felt like I didn't want to just gloss over it in the news and notes of the day and just say, oh, yeah, by the way, they put out this video, because I felt like the explanation was necessary. So, you know, I applaud the NFL for it. Yes, I know that they're going to get some PR, obviously some great PR from the, you know, LGBTQ community, but also I think that they're just opening their arms to everyone across the league saying, hey, if you are gay, that's fine. We love you just like we love a guy who's not gay. And that's the message that needs to be sent. So hopefully that's the message that most people are receiving. Some people aren't going to receive it. Some people aren't going to like this segment, and that's okay. I realize that everything and everything I say is not good for everybody, and that's fine. And of course, I'm always open to the conversation. So you can definitely call or tweet at me and say, hey, you know what? I like that segment, but I didn't like this, or I didn't like that segment at all, and this is why. That's fine. Open conversation is okay here on the podcast. Disagreeing with me is okay here on the podcast. Calling me, well, don't call me names, but I mean, just, you know, whatever. It's fine. As long as it's a respectful conversation, we can have it here. So 707-654-4693. That is the number. Calls and texts, Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Of course, if you're going to tweet at me, at your boy Q254. Matter of fact, calls and texts are coming up next. Segment number three, it is on the way. Before we get into that, though, I got to tell you about Built Bar. I've been telling you about Built Bar for a very long time, and I don't know what your favorite flavor is, but right now, they've got 9 really, really good flavors to choose from. My favorite is coconut almond, but they also have salted caramel, double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, mint brownie, raspberry, cherry, and coconut. And they have limited time flavors every once in a while. Just go ahead and check out their website. You know, sometimes it's a 1-day thing, sometimes it's a 2-day thing, sometimes it's like a, you know, a 14-hour thing. You know, it depends. You just got to check them out again, builtbar.com. If you get you a mixed box, you'll get every one of the flavors I just mentioned. You'll get 2 of each of the bars. That'll give you 18 total bars. They're soft, they're chocolate, they're 100% covered in chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they're good for you. That's the most important thing. It's a really great tasting snack, but it also is good for you. BuiltBar.com, when you check out, use the promo code LOCK15. That'll help you save 15% off your order at checkout. Again, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCK15 to save 15% at checkout at BuiltBar.com. Segment number three, it's up next.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. That is the number. Let's start off with Sean from Salt Lake City. He's actually calling to speak on Carl Nassib about him coming out and saying that he was gay. Here he is, Sean from Salt Lake City.
Hey, what's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? It's Sean from Salt Lake City. Not sure if this is the kind of phone call you want to share. I don't want to start any drama or anything. I mostly just use you a lot of times as a soundboard and kind of vent, just kind of say things are on my mind. One of the big things is the whole Carl Nassib thing. I kind of hate how being Christian, you get roped into not liking gay people. I mean, you can not agree with what somebody does and you can still like people and you still support them. Being a member of the, we'll call it the Mormon faith, because it's easier to understand, and a lot of people assume that just because we don't believe in it, that we are totally against it and it's false. I am very proud of Carl Nassib for coming out. I think that takes a lot of strength. That is super brave of him. I think it's awesome. I have a lesbian aunt, and her wife is like my favorite person in the entire world. They're from Atlanta, and she's a huge Falcons fan. And holy cow, were we talking? We were talking some trash the whole time leading up to the game, and man, did she give it to me afterwards, you know? And I mean, she's not my lesbian aunt. She's just my aunt. I have two aunts, you know what I mean? And I just feel bad that people have to either say, oh, it doesn't matter to you. Why should we celebrate him coming out when it shouldn't matter? When, no, it does. I mean, and we shouldn't sit there and say that he's not different, because he is, because we're all different. That's what makes us unique. I love John Gruden's quote regarding the whole thing, and what makes a man great is what makes him different, right? We should all be proud of what makes us different, and we should all realize that even though we're different, we are also the same, and that we're all human, right? Also, the people who were kind of upset over the whole thing are probably the same people who were dogging on him for being terrible last year. The people who were dogging on Derek Carr not saying anything are the same ones who were dogging on Carl Nassib for not playing well last year. So if they're going to say, oh, we're going to create drama in the locker room, well, according to you, anyways, Carl Nassib's not going to make the team. So I don't understand why you guys are complaining. Just complain. Be proud of someone for being strong. Be proud of someone for being on our team. I think it's great. I hope this makes sense. Like I said, if you don't want to play this one because I might start some drama, that's totally fine. Just want you to know, Q, I appreciate you for always kind of being there and allowing us to talk and say our two cents. I'm proud to be a Raider fan, and you're one big part of it. Thanks, man.
There you go, Sean in Salt Lake City. And thank you for the call, my man. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, you can always throw religion in there, and, you know, you can throw a lot of different subjects in there, why this is bad, why that's not bad. Well, you know, people can always come up with reasons why they don't like something or reasons to be mad at something. You know what I'm saying? Or we could do like I choose to do and just say, hey, well done. Well done, Carl. You know, you came out, you said what you had to say, you feel good about yourself, it's a relief. Now go out there and ball out. Go out and ball out, you know, and that's all I'm hoping for now. I'm hoping that this helps him get into training camp and really have peace of mind knowing that he's who he is. He's not pretending. He's not behind no curtain or anything, and he's just ready to go play ball. That's what I'm excited for. That's the next step in this whole process with Carl Nassib. So that's where I stand on it. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. People could take many different angles and run with it and make it a negative, but I don't think it is. So thank you so much for that call, my man. Appreciate you. Next up, I got a text from Raider Black. He says, and this is about the SoFi Stadium versus Allegiant Stadium that was on Monday's show. He says, I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about tours, man. We're talking about tours. Tours? We're talking about tours, man. About tours. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about tours. When you get to come to the arena and you see the Raiders play, you see them play, don't you? You'll have the Raiders given everything they got, right? But we're talking about tours right now. Not a game, but tours. That's a text from Raider Black. And I did my best, Allen Iverson. When he's talking about practice. I mean, we're talking about practice, man. We're not talking about a game. We're talking about practice. I did my best impersonation of that as I could, but I picked up on that early. As soon as that text, I started reading it. So thank you, Raider Black, for that. That was awesome. I do appreciate it. Next up is a call from Art. He's calling out of Phoenix. He's calling to talk about Paul, the barber in Bakersfield. His call about watching the game and then rewatching the game, and he's going to share his opinion on it. And, oh, by the way, at the same time, Art is a new booty here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. Here he is, Art in Phoenix.
Hey, Q, this is Mark in Phoenix. One of the new you-know-what, so you can play the stripping music or not play it. But I know you always want to acknowledge new callers. So I was thinking about Paul in Bakersfield and his call on your show about really how much are you looking at the game and analyzing it as you form an opinion. Because, Q, you're right, you can form an opinion on just watching the game, but to really break it down, watch it a couple times. If you have NFL Game Pass, you can go to the game film and actually see the angles of what people are doing, look at the build. And it's fine, you can form an opinion, but it's not necessarily a quality opinion. And what bugs me, what's so hard to listen to with a lot of the fans and even analysts and national analysts is the information they're getting is so limited, and they form such strong opinions on what's really limited information and limited angles, what the players are doing. For instance, stuff like Derek Carr fumbling the ball a few times last year, or a fumble that Henry Ruggs had. Some of those plays, when you look at them, they're really more about what the defense did. The defender made a great play, or the pocket collapse. Derek Carr's holding the ball textbook perfectly, but the pocket collapses on him so much, there's only so much you can do. Sometimes it's not about what you've done wrong, but some that the defense is against you has done right. So I'm kind of backing up Paul on his point. I think he was right. You know, and if they weren't so stubborn in opinions and so hard-headed about what they have to say on just, you know, a quick observation of the game without really analyzing it, then, you know, I can't understand why people are so, that they've got such strong opinions on really what's only kind of a weak information or a weak perspective point of view. Other than that, I just wanted to mention another podcast that was really excellent, and it's the Bill Polian, the Inside Football Podcast with Bill Polian. It's at the AFC West today. I strongly encourage listeners to take a listen to that about the 1 hour and 3 minute mark to start talking about the Raiders and make some excellent points. And that's someone you can actually get a lot of knowledge about, especially about things like the draft pick and where real draft value lies, especially the pick with Alex Leatherwood, Mike Mayock's value, and even some stuff about Kenyon Drake and where he fits there. So anyway, thanks for letting me call in. Take care.
There he goes, Art in Phoenix, and thank you so much for that call. Appreciate you being a new booty here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. And, you know, as far as reviewing the game and rewatching the game, I mean, if you're trying to be a film guru and breaking each game down, then, yeah, you probably need to rewatch a game. You probably need to, you know, do it on slow-mo. You probably need to have all kind of different angles. But honestly, if every fan, think about this, if every fan watched the game on Sunday, then watched it multiple times before they made a comment and made an opinion on the game, would that be even interesting? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? Like, you got to go through all this and watch multiple times before you give an opinion on a game or give an opinion on a player. There's certain people, and especially as long as I've been covering sports, there's certain players that you can see even in a practice setting and say, you know what? That player is special. You can see it immediately. You can see, oh, that player's got it. Or you can see a player and say, I don't really see a whole lot from that player. And then maybe over time it changes. But I think that you don't have to review a game multiple times. Now, again, depending on what you're trying to do, and I mentioned on Monday, I was kind of talking with Pro Football Focus, and all the process that they have to go through as far as their grades, they watch games a bazillion times. And that just wasn't for me. That wasn't going to be who I was going to be. But as long as I've been doing sports radio, I could watch a game, I can leave the game and go talk about it immediately, or I could be working the sidelines of a game and talk about what I'm seeing and my opinion of it as it's going. And I think that that's valid. I don't have to wait until it's afterwards and go see it again. You know what I mean? Like, you can get a very good idea of what you're looking at the first time, especially depending on if you're actually watching it. Now, this is another factor that I brought up. I don't like to watch games that matter to me. I don't like to watch him with a whole bunch of people and have a big party setting, because most of the time you don't really pay attention. So you might look up and you miss the third and eight play, or you missed a holding, or you miss a false start by the right tackle. Or, you know what I mean? There's certain things that you miss because you're too busy talking to your buddy or entertaining or what this, that, the other. That happens too. So I'd much rather just sit by myself if I'm not going to be at the game and actually watch it. That's why I enjoy when I'm at the game and I'm in the press box, because you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to cheer. You just sit there and you watch the game and you take your notes and you tweet out stuff and little nuggets to the game, stuff that you hear in the press box from, you know, the press box PA as far as injuries go. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. So you're not wrong in the way that you're assessing a game and how you can form an opinion on a game, but just know that that's not the only way that you can come up with a fair assessment and opinion of a game or a player. But thank you so much for that call, man. Great stuff. You and Paul the Barber in Bakersfield, definitely appreciate that. Next up, got a text from E. Rich. Said, what's up, Q? It's your boy, E. Rich. Just texting in to see what your plans are for week one Monday Night Football against the Ravens. Are you going to the game? Are you doing anything special for the podcast? Maybe that day, since it's a Monday. If you have ever had a live event, I'll be there. Love the show. You're the best in the biz. Peace out. That's from E. Rich. And I can tell you this. I will be at the game. I will be at that Monday Night Football game against the Ravens. Now, I can't tell you at what capacity I'm going to be at that game, but I'm going to be at that game. I know Selena and the OC is trying to plan something for that game right before the Bears game, the Saturday before the Bears game, an event there at Allegiant Stadium. I know she's trying to put that together. Matter of fact, there's an email address that you can reach out to and get some more information, and that is LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com. Again, LockedOnRaiders@Yahoo.com is that email address you can get and get some more information of the event that, you know, Selena and others are working on right now. And we had a heck of an event to close out the Coliseum back in 2019. So, I mean, if there's an event that you want to be a part of, it would be a Locked On party that we have here for the podcast, like I said, like we did in 2019. So, E. Rich, I can give you more information a little bit later on down the line, maybe a little bit later on this week. I can speak on a little bit more. But, yes, just to answer your question in a nutshell, I will be at that week one Monday Night Football game against the Ravens, and it should be a lot of fun. And I believe I'll probably be in the press box covering it. But, again, I'll talk about that more later on this week. So thank you so much for that text. I appreciate you. Thanks for the calls. And we got more of that, of course, coming up on tomorrow's show. I think we'll dive into Raider Allen George's question that he had about the running back position, how that pertains to Josh Jacobs as opposed to other really good running backs across the league that have signed contract extensions. And we'll have more news and notes of the day. So until then, Raider Nation, as always, stay safe, take care of your family, do what you got to do, and most importantly, as always, just win, baby.